If you've been paying any attention to the Minnesota Vikings problems, then I'm sure you've heard about their stadium woes. No longer able to make the big bucks at the old school Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, or whatever non-bankrupt company title you give it, the Minnesota Vikings have threatened to leave town. Yep, if the Vikings don't get their way, they're taking their ball and going home. Packing a rucksack, jumping the Canadian Pacific to a more lucrative market. So what if the smoky backroom deals don't get approved for the Minneapolis area? Are we, Minnesota Viking fans, really going to let our team leave? Right now, Ramsey County and the city of Minneapolis, and I have heard mention even Duluth, are heavy into a morning after shiner barroom scrap over who gets to be the next daddy. Listening to the big city news, I can't believe they don't even consider outstate in the discussion. Just think about how much we, meaning Cook County, would have to offer the Minnesota Vikings disorganization. So move over, Hennepin, Ramsey, and St. Louis counties. There's a new county in town, and it's Cook. If it were me, remember I am not a county commissioner, I think we should get rid of the community center, skate park, playground, tennis courts, old school, new school, other playground, and the football field, and build a giant, new, profitable, cushy, rich man suite, retractable roof stadium, and put it right there, right in the middle of town, a kind of Minnesota Vikings altar for which all of us can neatly and graciously kneel before. Now, there could be some traffic problems. Of course, there may be a lineup at the border as the Canadians work their way back home. But because we are Americans and we don't care about anybody else in the world, they can just wait. If they don't like the wait, they can just stay home and watch football during the wrong season on their oddly shaped field. Traffic could be a problem for us Americans, too. However, we could big money our way down a very tired and worn out Highway 61. Wielding our sword, plated with shiny eminent domain sheen, we'd cut down heavy casting shadow trees to save on winter road salting and get rid of all those costly too much to heat historical buildings. Thrusting our sword to and fro, producing, in the end, the Purple People Eater Highway, which would deliver Minnesota Viking fans to our new stadium. The road, of course, could be used in the summer for tourism. We'd charge a fee, but not a tax, of course. The best way to pay for this new stadium is to borrow money from the schools. My favorite part of the proposal, that would surely fill the seats, is the food that we'd make available. We could have fish burgers, pizza, fresh Superior caught trout, herring, and of course walleye something. Some of the more standard stuff could be on the menu too, nachos and rotisserie hot dogs. However, I had both for lunch, twice yesterday. I've had enough. We might even think of an organic, backwoods menu. Venison burgers, wild rice, white fish, more walleye, hazelnuts, cranberry, moose burgers. All of us could be handsomely employed in the off-season, harvesting off the land in preparation for the upcoming season. Plus, if we really decreased our amount of saturated fat intake, seat width could be decreased, allowing for a more dense seating arrangement. In the end, more money for the Minnesota Vikings. Yep, if we were in the driver's seat, we could finally get this quarterback thing taken care of too. I mean, we have had one too many lame quarterbacks. One after another after another. Fran Tarkington, Joe Capp, Gary Kuzo, Fran Tarkington, Tommy Kramer, Steve Dills, Tommy Kramer, Wade Wilson, Rich Gannon, Funky QB known as McMahon, Warren Moon, Brad Johnson, Randall Cunningham, Jeff George, Dante Culpepper, Brad Johnson, Travarius Jackson, Brett Favre, I love you man, and now another new guy. Do you see a pattern? Surely we could find some sort of fast-moving backwoodsman to drop his axe and join the team, saving all the purple faithful from the continued batter. I'd add that Fran Tarkington is pretty good, though. No advertising, we don't do that up here. Now maybe these thoughts all seem a bit dreamy, maybe even lofty. I understand, I'm a dreamer. But hey, a guy has to think big, set the goalposts high. Think fourth down and 30 yards to go. We're going to do this. In the end, the big city bullies will probably win out, building their new stadium on a Highway 35 exit ramp, sucking the guts and innovation out of the city of Minneapolis. May it rest in peace. Or maybe the team will leave the state, and the whole project could turn out to be like a gallon of spilled, freshly picked wild blueberries. So disappointing, it brings you right to tears. If we could just get our foot in the door, maybe the owners of the Minnesota Vikings would listen to us. Show them a little thigh and maybe we'll gain some attention. But if not, we'll just have to stumble along up here in God's country, letting all that high-pressure negotiation roll off our shoulder pads. If they don't want to pay attention to us, let's just sit back in a deep Adirondack chair, paddle a canoe, or watch the kids swim, while the beautiful summer slowly slips away. We'll be champions either way. The words herein are not a product of the Minnesota Vikings organization or just a fabrication and concoction of the curator of the Gunflint Notebook. Any heartburn or gas associated with this fabrication should be taken at just that, gas or heartburn. Anyone not able to take a joke or a smile should immediately seek doctor's attention or dial 911. This is Steve Ramberg with the Gunflint Notebook for WTIP.